here to do it for you. Remember, this show is kid-friendly, so no earmuffs are needed. On with the show, I'm Wobble Plays, and alongside, as always, Court. Welcome back.
Well, not as always. I wasn't even here last week.
It's a figure of speech. We have those in the U.S.
I just realized I was talking about Dead Space. Wobble, are you even going to play that game? Like, I'm going to drop right into this. There's no way, Pez. There's no way he's even going to play that game. It's, like, actually scary.
In the words of the great Tim the Tap Man, no shot. We got no shot.
Like, it is one of my... So, my most anticipated games this year are that, Harry Potter.
Harry Potter.
Spider-Man 2.
Spider-Man.
I would say Assassin's Creed Mirage, because... It's me we're talking about. And then Division Heartland is up there too, because I know that game. Me and Pez will be putting hours into that game.
Putting in work. Hours. You're putting in that, work, lads.
And it's free to play.
Ooh.
So I can afford that. You're here too. I'm going to just cold start this bad boy. What is your most anticipated games this year?
Oh, man.
Wabba's next.
To my Twitter account. In no particular order, I'm going to give you 7. Redfall.
I want to play that game.
The next game is slated to come out this year, but I don't think it's gonna. Tears of the Kingdom, the Legend of Zelda game.
Oh, okay.
Starfield.
Yeah.
Is that this year?
Yes.
Yeah. It's
Wabba. You got Xbox now.
I keep playing. It's weird. Like,
it's first half of 2023 is when it's supposed to come out.
Yeah, we'll find out after what we talk about. We'll talk about more
indie game Sea of Stars. That I backed on Kickstarter. Let's go. Spider-Man 2, Hogwarts Legacy coming out in February, and then another indie game called Spirity.
Ooh.
Those are all of them.
Wobba, what do we got?
The ones I can remember.
So, Wobba, be honest, you're not going to play Dead Space.
I might play Dead Space. And allow me to...
I think he's going to... But hold on, Pez. I'm gonna pull the card out here. If he plays this, gets scared of it, and then just wastes that game, I don't think that's fair at all.
Look, I know... I'm going to do the Wobba hands for a minute.
I know where Pez is going.
I know how he's going to play this game. Is it's going to be a cheer goal on Twitch.
But he's still not going to play the game.
It's going to be scary alerts.
Done. That's how this game is going to get played.
Fair.
Scary alerts on Twitch.
It's one of my favorite games, the original Dead Space. It's in my top 10.
One you played it?
Oh. Oh, dude, Dead Space to me is just, it's, I like the Aliens movies, which are very good jump scares. And I think Dead Space was the first time they ever did that in a video game. Like Resident Evil and stuff like that. Yeah, trust me, Wobba. It scares, man. It's just scary.
I played Resident Evil 5. That was my only one. I almost platinumed it, except the game crashed. My last platinum. Or my last trophy.
Dead Space is just... It's jump scares. It's jump scares, man. It is...
I'm not going to do well with it. It's like, very spooky, I hear.
Yeah, no, Dead Space...
But it's alien spooky.
Dead Space 1 and 2 were excellent. 3 was bad. But 1 and 2, oof, boy, those games were great.
Unbelievable games.
I will say, I will play.
Like, you know how you love Diablo 2?
I do.
That's Dead Space for me. I bought Diablo 2 just because of you, Wobba. I have it on my, I bought it for
it
on sale. I played it for a little bit and then I jumped into,
That's fine. You can always go back to it. I mean, I went back and played Diablo, the original, before the new one came out, and it was like still viable.
Okay. So,
that game is older than me.
What are your anticipated games?
Apparently Dead Space. I'm not going to probably enjoy it, but I'm going to play it.
Apparently. Can you please get that hot dog away from the back of you? Like, it's just, it comes through on your green screen every time.
You want me to wear it?
I love
it. No.
I love it.
No, I don't want you to wear it. I'd rather you wear your cuddly bear thing.
My green.
I know hoodie. A game Wobba is excited for. It comes out June 6th, 2023.
What's that?
One. Diablo 4.
Oh, I am very excited for that.
That's a Wobba take some day off.
And
that's a take some day off game.
That is.
Yep. You know what? I might take that day off too and play with you.
Is it multiplayer?
Yeah, they all are.
Well, no, I know.
I believe all, 4 people.
Multiplayer.
Yeah, that's like the big. I mean, you can do it single player, but all the Diablo games, like that was probably one of the first multi. I think it might have been the first multiplayer game I ever played. I had somebody come over from my house, one of my friends. Don't talk to him anymore.
Hold on, you had friends?
No, I don't talk to him anymore.
Yeah, fair enough.
He got smart. And he said, hey, you know you can play this game online, right? I'm like, what do you mean? And so on my old giant computer, he's like, this is part of the internet. I was like, whoa. And that and Return of Castle Wolfenstein and my tastes haven't changed.
I have never played a Diablo multiplayer.
They're a lot of fun. I played three on the Switch a lot with people. I played two a lot with people, and I'm going to play four on PC with people.
You have to play on PC.
Oh, you said Switch. I just wanted to bring this up before, Wabi, you continue. My daughter and I finished Mario Odyssey. That is one of the best video games I have ever played.
So good. It is so good, and I honestly hope they do not make a sequel to it because I'm afraid it would get ruined.
It is. I can't believe how good that game is. And this is the first video game that her and I could officially say we finished. She didn't do any of the boss battles.
Oh, okay.
But we did switch. Every time one of us died, we switched. So like she got a lot of stars on it, a lot of moons on her own, and then stars on whatever level. Like he thoroughly enjoyed our time with it. And now we're going to start as of tomorrow. We're going to do 3D World. And then after 3D World, we're going to do the new Super Mario Brothers. And then we're going to do all the Marios that we can do on the Switch. And then I think I'm going to do Link between the remake Zelda and do that with her. She wants to play a Zelda game, but I'm like, oof, honey, those are tough.
Yeah. Like I don't.
Like I'm going to have like, we're going to be playing and I'm going to be like, all right, turn on the PC so we can do a walkthrough. But anyways, I just wanted to say I finished it. You guys were right. It's the best. Like to me, Last of Us, I'm going to have to put Mario Odyssey up in one of my top five games of all time. That game is good.
They know what they're doing.
Very good. Very good.
Okay, go Wabba.
Okay, Diablo 4.
Yep.
I didn't know Starfield was coming out this year. Now that I have an Xbox, the world is a little bit open. I still need to put the video on our YouTube of me unboxing it, but it's edited. I just need to add music. What else? Tape to Tape. It was delayed. It was supposed to come out, I think, late last year, but it's kind of good because it's going to be coming out in the summer or around when EA NHL kind of like simmers out. So it'll be cool to have like another like NHL experience. So I'm excited for Tape to Tape.
I didn't even know it was coming out.
Oh, I keep a finger on the pulse of that game. They just if you backed them on Kickstarter, they just released some scenes of it, and it looks very fun. And speaking of Mario, but I'll leave it at that. What else is coming out this year that I'm looking forward to?
I keep forgetting all the games that are coming out.
I might play. I'll probably play Hogwarts. I think my wife will like it more than I do.
I'm going there. Like I'm literally going there in March
to Universal.
Harry Potter.
That's exciting.
You know, we stumbled. So when we went to Universal, we went to the one with like the castle, the section, and then we got on the train and kind of stumbled on the other half of Harry Potter World, like with the bank. Like we didn't know that part existed, and it's we literally stumbled on it.
Grindelwald? It's called Gringotts. There, Gringotts. That's Jesus, it. Yeah. Have some. Respect
it was like
for
was it
goblins.
Diagon Alley? And put some respect on his name. No, and we just stumbled upon that section. We didn't know it. I mean, my wife loves Harry Potter. She read all of them. I watched the movies. I read one of them. I owned all of them, but the game looks very good. What else is coming out? NHL 24? I know that's a boring answer.
If they could just fix it and make it the way I want. I forgot a game that I'm excited for.
The Show 23.
Yeah, Show 23, especially with the Jays doing all that, getting some Var Show and getting some guys that I know are good in the show. Like Var Show is very good in MLB The Show. Like he's a stud in that game.
Oh, yep. I have one that hasn't been mentioned. Atomic Heart. Is that coming out this year?
Dude, Wabba, it's not just coming out. It's coming to Game Pass day and date.
I get it for free?
Wabba, yeah, dude, welcome.
To Game Pass.
Welcome to the show, baby.
It looks so cool. I mean, it looks very, basically between like Fallout and Bioshock, in my opinion.
You also get Stalker 2 this year? Wabba, that's not a scary game.
The name is Stalker. What is not scary about the name Stalker?
There's a lot.
Unless you're talking about trees and bean sprouts.
If 75% of these games come out, we'll be in good shape. Because you know some are going to get delayed.
Yeah.
But I think if like 75% of these games come out, it's going to be a good year. And this doesn't count any of like the ones that we haven't heard of.
Hey.
Like Avowed. all that stuff.
I'm gonna Well, that's a rumor that Avowed's coming out this year. And another game that's supposed to be supposedly coming out, because we already know Avatar is coming out. So like Ubisoft, let's get into this before we do the Xbox. So Ubisoft had an announcement today. They had like an investors call, and they got some bad news. They canceled three unannounced games. Don't know what they are, but it is what it is. Like honestly, I think Ubisoft tried to bite off more than they can chew. And this is just my opinion. They were going with all these, you know, free-to-play games. They were trying to do things, and they kept trying to change the way their games made. Like when Assassin's Creed, when they made Odyssey, and they were like, oh, we've got this Origins, and we got this new thing, the way Assassin's Creed is. And then they started doubling down on it again. And it was like, dude, this every 3 years works. Keep it at that. And then they kept trying to, like, change all their games. Like, they need to get back to the Ubisoft where they just, okay, here's that game. And then every other couple of years, they bring that game out. And we're okay with that. Mm-hmm. Now, they're going to have Assassin's Creed Mirage there. They're going to have Avatar, which from the people that have played Avatar, I suppose that this game's unbelievable.
Like the blue people? Or are you talking the anime?
Yeah, the movie that's got like $1.7 billion so far and is beating everything that everybody said was going to suck. And this movie's just destroying people.
It's funny you say that because I have like no interest in Avatar, and I feel like I'm missing. Like I feel like I know I recognize there's something wrong with me.
Why?
Like I'm the problem. Why do you care about Avatar?
No, but I'm gonna watch it. Like I'm not gonna watch it in the theater though, because that's not what I do.
I mean,
but
yeah, like, I'm not offended by the idea of Avatar. Just remember when like the first one came out and people had legitimate depression because the world didn't exist and they wanted to be there.
I guess.
Like that's true. People were like, people were becoming very upset.
Okay.
Because why? Avatar World didn't exist and they wanted to live there.
You can go to Disney and Animal Planet's got it. So you just go there.
Animal Planet?
No.
Animal Kingdom, so anyways, nerd. Animal Planet is Skull on and Bones television.
Was delayed for the sixth time.
Oh my goodness.
Now, dude. Oddly enough, I was actually excited to play this game because I really like Black Flag and I really like the pirate mechanic. So I was very optimistic for this game. It's been delayed again. It's supposed to come out in the first half of their fiscal year, which starts April 2023, ends in March 2024. But they say early fiscal. So my guess is going to come out April, May. They're just delaying it. It was supposed to come out in March. They're just delaying it by a month, just bringing it in the fiscal. But there is also a heavy rumor that their unannounced Star Wars game, their announced Star Wars game will come out this year at the end of the year. And good. It's supposed to be very good.
I would imagine a Star Wars game they make is going to be good, but wouldn't it be competing directly with the EA one?
What, the one that Fallen got Order? Delayed?
Oh, did it? It's not coming out.
Oh, this Jedi Survivor?
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to take back my list. That is my number one Star Wars.
Oh, yeah, that too. Sorry, I should. Jesus. I keep forgetting what's still this year and what's been delayed. I know it's only January, but I feel like everything's
over. Your friends over at EA better love us, because those two games. One's coming out in a couple weeks. I hope so, too.
Yeah, March. Well, Fallen Order. Nope. Yeah, Fallen Survivor or whatever it's called is coming out March 17th.
Yeah, we got time.
The first few months of the year are full right now.
It's kind of nice.
I don't know why Ubisoft is still even gonna go ahead with Skull and Bones. I keep wanting to call it Skull and Crossbones.
So
you can cross
you guys
it
at all. You guys at all like wanting to play that game?
Guys, do you? Because you played that other one that like it was supposed
sea
to be in competition with.
Oh yeah. Man, Sea of Thieves was it was great.
Were they gonna come out at the same time? And then
initially, yeah. But I don't. I think if
this game
I got
was supposed
it
to come out when Black Flag, like right after Black Flag came out.
Dude, this game has been in development longer than probably, you know, your children have been alive.
It's a long time for this game.
Yeah.
I feel like the game industry goes through like different like waves of like topics. Like you have like, you know, there are like those Animal Crossing style games, and then you had like a lot of like the zombie games, like when like Last of Us, and you had the game you guys love along with me, Days Gone. But like, you know, you had that kind of bit. And then at one point it was like,
did he actually say that out loud and actually say it with a straight face?
Snuck it in.
I love that game so much. You guys are wrong. But then, like, pirates were huge. Like, you know, like Assassin's Creed did it. Sea of Thieves did it. I'm sure there's all these other, like, you know, pirate titles I'm forgetting. Like, sorry, someone's yelling at this, you know. But like, they're like, oh, yeah, like, let's get Risen. On the
ocean. Remember that game, Fez? Risen?
Mm-hmm.
It's a pirate game.
And then, like, so it's like you're late. You missed it.
For a very
nobody
important date.
Cares about pirates. Yeah, nobody cares about pirates anymore. They well, don't. And if they do, like they play Sea of Thieves.
It's more like hate watching the Pittsburgh Pirates at this point.
Oh, because Brian Reynolds is the best player in the world.
Oof, don't go that far.
I know, but the fan base is treating it like yo, why? The Jays got to give this and this to get him. I'm like, woof. Okay, dear.
Like you said, it's okay, Skull and Bones. That game is a skull and it is bones.
I feel, to be totally honest, I feel bad for what's going on in a company like Ubisoft and the bigger ones. EA has the same issues where they start doing all these things and then just start canceling games. And all that does is hurt people in the development side, right? They're just like, you could just put more resources and assets towards these other games that they are selling. And that, I'm not saying don't make new IPs, because honestly, making new IPs is nice. But maybe don't make so big new IPs. Maybe try and make, you know, those smaller indie titles like the Pez loves that EA does a pretty good job at. Like Unraveled is a good game. They go out there and they just make, you know, these smaller indie titles that if they really want to do it. And Ubisoft used to do that. What was that game?
Child of Light was amazing, yes, by Ubisoft.
Child of Light. And then Valiant Hearts.
Valiant Hearts was fantastic.
Such a good game. And instead, make those games. If they want to go out and make original IPs, go out and make those games. Yes.
Like, it takes... EA will, fund small studios. And I think it's really cool. Sony did it, or I think they still do. And I know people, but think about it. Like you said, they gave us It Takes Two, which is critically acclaimed. And granted, they didn't make it, but they published it. The game I love, Lost in Random. Yeah, and then in studio, those folks just went on and are a new studio, doing their own cool claymation. That's the type of innovation you want to foster. You do your big games, and then you help these small studios get make good titles and get experience, and then they can do whatever the hell they want. It's great. And Ubisoft, you're right, they don't really do that anymore. They just get these expensive things, they make too many of them, and they make none at all. And I like the studio, they do good work. It's disappointing to hear that. It's not a game I think I would ever play, but I'm sure the amount of people who care are disappointed, and the amount of people who care are going to just decrease exponentially over time as new cooler stuff comes out, because they missed a great window where nothing happened last year. Last half of last year, imagine if they didn't miss. Everyone would be talking about that game, but now?
Well, and who knows? They said that, and I talked to Pez about this before the show, they said one of the reasons was Just Dance 2022 didn't do well, and Mario Rabbids. And so I said to Pez, I'm like, you know what? I'll say this about Just Dance. Didn't know it came out. I got a code thanks to our friends over at Ubisoft, and my daughter loves that game. But it came and went, and no one knew it came out. And I would even say Mario Rabbids, I know that it was at the two conferences, they showed it off. But showing it off at the conference and putting it in the limelight, for us, we'll see it. But putting it in for TV commercials and all that, I didn't see any of it. It was Nintendo was no, because the very first one, I remember when it came out, there was lots of ads for it on TV. There was lots of ads for it everywhere. And then for this one, it's like I didn't even know the game came out unless I knew people that were playing it.
Makes no sense, because they probably don't care, Nintendo. They have a movie coming out. They have the Universal Park being done. You use that stuff. I don't know, it doesn't make sense. And you said Just Dance, I thought that was a really clever game. Why is Just Dance annual? Just Dance should be a title that's free to play and people buy the tracks they want forever. 100% graphics aren't getting better. What, the white silhouette?
Mind you, Waba, I'm going to tell you this right now. I would think that your daughter would love it because they have Encanto and Frozen in it, and my daughter and I were dancing to it.
Wife would love that. Forget my daughter. Don't
talk about Bruno is in there and Let It Go is in there. Buddy, bangers.
She'll be coordinated enough to do that stuff soon enough. I think. I mean, granted, I'm not, but she'll get there before I do.
No, we know this. We're trying to help you.
Yeah, we weren't saying you could dance to it. We were saying she can dance to it.
Just dance. You can dance.
Xbox today announced the rumor that everybody knew was no longer a rumor when the story broke on Monday, that they will be doing a developers conference. Well, that's what they're calling it. Developers Direct is what they're calling it, on January 25th at 3 p.m. EST. I think that's 12 p.m. Pacific. And it will be focused around Redfall, Minecraft Legends, Forza Motorsport, and what's the other game, Pez?
Elder Scrolls Online.
Now, they did mention that Starfield will not be there, but then Todd Howard came out like immediately after that tweet and was like, oh, no, we're doing our own direct for it. So, one, I want to throw this to you guys as the person that knows a lot about it, and I could talk about Xbox because I'm a big Xbox guy, but and I'm a big PlayStation guy. I'm just a big video game guy. He's a big guy.
Felt different.
I'll give my quickest opinion of this. I think this is fantastic that they're doing the direct styles like Nintendo does. I think this is fantastic that they're getting ahead of it and they're doing it at the beginning of the year because they did their showcase, which pretty much showed everything that was coming out in the next 12 months, which I truly love that. And I love the fact that it's just Game Pass. I think the more they do these, the more it helps with the hype and the more it helps with, we know everything we're going to see at these showcases is coming to Game Pass. Like, will we get AAA games out in like from other developers? Probably in the future. But what do you think of Xbox's step to do this and get out in front and start off the year? Because they really didn't release anything in the last little bit. And then Waba, we were telling you and we're like, yeah, you get Starfield, you get Redfall, you get all, and you're just like, what? I'm like, Atomic Heart's coming to Game Pass. You're like, what is going on here?
It's exactly like, why I bought an Xbox.
Right now, there's a really good reason to play an Xbox.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah. Talked about High End Life last week. Loved it. Don't need to go into it again. Was fun. And it's weird to have like that type of experience. So when you tell me all these games, even if they might not be like my, like I just looked up a few things on Redfall. Doesn't really look like my game, but like,
but you can play with me.
It's free. Exactly. That's the thing. Like, and who knows? Like High End Life, is that a game I play first person shooter that's like humor of a show that I don't like? Or like,
could three dads stream our first game together?
Three dads in a Redfall.
Ooh. Waba, you stream it on Twitch or wherever. When we put that same thing, we could throw it to YouTube. Oh no, we're not allowed doing that, are we?
Oh no, you can in 24 hours. That's fine. We could do it. We'll figure it out. But
we can stream it live on YouTube.
Yeah, Piaz can stream it to YouTube. You can stream it to Twitch, and I can just play with you guys. And I can be in the Discord chat. What? Because you could do Discord on your Xbox.
I literally have no idea how to do that.
You just hook up you link your Discord account, and then so when you're chatting in your chat normally on your Xbox, it goes into the Discord. Yes.
I'll watch some Zoomers tutorial on it.
I know you're excited about Redfall, so mind you talk a little bit about it.
Okay, so I think what Xbox is doing is incredibly smart, because if you look at what they put out in 2022, pretty much this was it. As Dusk Falls,
Pentiment. Good game. I liked it. No, did not like it.
Is Dust Falls on Games Pass? Sorry.
It is. And Waba, it is on Game Pass. You would really like this Dust Falls.
I think I would.
First party Xbox game.
It's a very good first
party Xbox game. It's on Game Pass. Done.
And also, Pez, by him saying that, guess what that means? He doesn't watch my reviews. Okay.
This whole thing blows my mind.
I don't love you.
It was like, is that the song?
I just called to say you don't watch course reviews.
Yeah, but no, Waba, you would like as Dust Falls. I really enjoy
that's my kind of game. I'm actually opening up the app to download on my console right now.
So
definitely your type of game.
So they put those out. They put out the Hot Wheels expansion for Forza 5.
Horizon.
Forza Horizon 5, sorry. We're getting more games in this look on the 25th than we got from Xbox all last year, right?
Yes.
Right? So let's talk about what they're showing. They are showing Minecraft Legends, which Minecraft is like the biggest game in the world. But whether you love it or you hate it, people are still playing it. So Minecraft Legends has a chance. I'm not going to say it's going to blow up, but it has a chance to be big.
Cool.
Because, yeah, I mean, I loved Minecraft Dungeons. It's a silly, you know, dungeon crawler, but I enjoyed it. I enjoy dungeon crawling games, and I think they did a good job doing it. Elder Scrolls Online, not for me, but a ton of people play it. Redfall is like the game I'm looking forward to. When they showed it at the Xbox showcase, what was that, in June? They did that.
I'd have to look on my social media. All I can tell you is I went to it and my hype level, I walked out of it and I was like, okay, all I want to do is next year to come because of how great that, because it was just like game. And what they said this conference is going to be is just games. There's nobody talking. It's just showing you games.
That's what all of these should be. So like, you think about the Ghost of Tsushima one where they bring the guy out to play the instruments and all that stuff. Like, don't give me that. I don't care.
Didn't ask.
Nintendo always did it right where they're like, all right, here are the games. Here's a stupid little skit that takes like 2 minutes to go into the next game and we're off. But Microsoft needs bangers this year. They need bangers. And I'm excited for Redfall. It is like, at first I was like, oh my God, this is Left 4 Dead. And then the creative director's like, actually, it's more like Far Cry. I was like, oh my God, multiplayer Far Cry. Dude, sign me up. Set in a fictitious town called Redfall, Massachusetts. I'm all in.
Massachusetts?
Yeah.
Oh,
buddy.
Dude, if there's not a Dunkin' Donuts in this game, I'm going to be so upset.
There's got to be some kind of silly donut shop called like...
Gotta have a Dunks.
Like, it could be called like, Dunken or something like that.
D-U-N-K-E-N.
But these are all games that we can play on Game Pass. So like Wabba said... Maybe Redfall's not for him, but if the three of us play it, playing games with friends is always better, right? Get a couple hours in, you're like, oh, that was actually pretty good. I enjoyed it. And you feel like you got your money's worth. That's a win for Xbox.
Oh, yeah.
Because then they're like, oh, now you're getting invested into the ecosystem. So you'll check Game Pass more often. And then maybe... Let's say you're playing Octopath Traveler, right? Which is not a first party game that is on Game Pass. And you're like, you know what? I would not be playing that game.
I'm going to buy it.
Because didn't they say like 50 or 60% of Game Pass subscribers actually buy the game?
Yeah. So like the first party games don't leave, but the third party games do leave. And when they do, they'll throw them on huge mega sales.
What percent would you say do they throw on sale? I'm just curious.
If the game is on Game Pass and then when it's leaving or while it's there, it is on sale.
Okay. I'm just curious because I haven't seen
it. I'm going to buy Nobody Saves the World because I didn't finish it and it was very good. And I highly recommend it. But yeah, I think it's smart for them to do this. I think it's smart for Starfield to get their own showcase. And to answer Nick Johnson's question, he asked in chat at youtube.com/3dadsonaconsole. What games are you looking for? Are you not looking forward to playing think will flop? I think Starfield has a chance to flop if it goes the route.
You got a point.
No Man's Sky went. It's got to be about tempering expectations with Starfield because it's a brand new IP. Like Bethesda Softworks, creators of Elder Scrolls and the guys that remade Fallout, do not make new IPs. They don't. They milk those two until they are dry, and then they force feed them and milk them again. Right? So if Starfield, my hope is that they do a good job making sure Starfield delivers on everything that they have said. So far, the dev diaries they put out look great. It doesn't seem like they're going to Fallout 76 this thing. It looks like they are giving it the time and attention it needs. And if it takes off...
Will it be the time of your life?
It might be. I
just got a song stuck in my head here.
Time That's okay. It might be the time of your life. You might be leaving on a jet plane.
And I swear.
But, I think that out of all the games that they are going to have coming up in the first half of this year has the biggest chance to flop. But I'm excited for it.
I will say we talked about this on the Xbox Drive this today. Someone asked the question, if Starfield isn't 60 frames per second on the Xbox Series X, they have an issue. If it's locked at 30 frames, we have a problem. This is a next-gen game that we have waited for that... I'm of the mind that 2023, I'm not taking excuses. I love the fact what WB is doing with Hogwarts Legacy. They're only releasing the next gen version, and the lower gen version will come out when it comes out.
Oh,
I want next gen versions for all these games. I'm not 30 frames per second ain't gonna cut it anymore. After playing Gotham Knights, that annoyed me.
If you want to give me 30 frames, it's got to be in 4K.
No, because you know what?
4K 60, I think, is tough for a machine.
Any game that has shooting in it, I'm not accepting 30 frames.
See, I play all my games in 1080, so I expect 1080 60 right off the bat. My expectation. Unless I'm on PC, because PC for life.
I don't know that I noticed.
PC sucks. Sorry. I was just yawning. That just came out of me.
Listen to this guy. Hey, saying he expects 60 frames, but then won't play on PC.
Dude, what? Just give me 20 frames. I
can play 120 on my TV.
One frame, 20 frames, 30 frames, 60 frames. Give me a controller. I'll play it.
You can tell. I bet you can tell. If you went into a game and changed it to 60 frames and then changed it down to 30, I bet you could tell.
I'll have to try that next time I get into it.
You should. You should try it with, download a game on Game Pass and try it.
So the next one I was going to play is We Happy Few, which is leaving. It says PC on the 16th in 4 days. So I'm like, I don't know if I get to play that. But I don't know if that just applies to PC. Do things leave PC and the console at the same time?
They'll specify which is leaving.
It said PC. Okay, I should be fine.
So now it's leaving PC, yeah.
But we were talking about Xbox and what's coming up. So we can talk about what's coming to Game Pass and then what's coming to PlayStation Plus.
Yes,
which I'm really excited for. So I don't have the Xbox list in front of me.
Oh, it's Persona.
Oh, that's right. So, sorry,
I don't even have to tell you what the games are.
I was just looking at it because I was on the
Golden. It's Persona Peep.
I was on the Xbox app.
Persona 3 Portable and Monster Hunter.
All right, I'm about to Monster Hunter Rise,
which I want to play because of Pez. I want to play Monster Hunter Rise because I think that might be a game for me.
I will.
You're 21. I'll play it with you if you want. What? Sorry. So I'm on the app now. So coming on the 19th, are the masterpieces. Mm. Okay, masterpiece Persona 4 Golden. Yeah, Persona 3 Portable. Fair. Old game, I'll talk about it in a sec. And then Monster Hunter Rise, which Pez loves, coming on the 20th.
They're not old game. So this is, I want to explain something. When a game comes to Game Pass or comes to Xbox, there is a thing called smart delivery and how they do it. So everything gets a glow up, we would say. Hey, Pez? If they can unlock frames, they do. If they can upgrade graphics, they do. It's not like, unfortunately, on PlayStation where they're like, that'll be $10, or they just don't do it. On Xbox, it does it.
Okay. I hope so. Cause I played both of them on Vita. I played Persona 3 Portable, which was a PSP game. So
you're going to be playing these on your phone now? Because you play Game Pass on your phone.
I'll play it on an Etch-a-Sketch at this point, whatever it takes. but I'm like really excited for it because... So when I played Persona 3 Portable, it played as old game as old. Because I started with 4 Golden Remaster, which is a masterpiece. And then I went back to play that later, and it
you use that word. Use that word again. I don't think you understand what that means.
It's spectacular. I got emotionally attached to these characters.
So remember how I talked about people being upset about a lot of Persona this month?
I might. Remember how I said people got upset over Avatar not being real?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe they're not crazy.
Does your wife ever dress up as a Persona character for you?
No, but she watches the animes with me, and she loves Nanako. We stand Nanako in this house. In this house, we stand Nanako. And if you're not down with Nanako and Junez, we about to fight.
I don't.
Everyone should be down with Nanako.
Junez is Walmart, my guy.
I don't know.
Nanako is down with
Nanako. Sweet Nanako-chan. Oh, I love her.
She's just you got to protect. You got to protect her, my guy. You protect Nanako at all costs.
These are just awkward conversations.
Yeah, well, not for the weebs. Weebs out there fist pumping in their cars. Hell yeah.
Can I tell you a little weeb thing that happened on Friday?
I'd be upset if you didn't.
I was playing Persona 5 Royale on my PC and watching Waba on Twitch. It was Weeb Central, baby. It was the best.
That's such a weird combo. So you're like on one screen, you're doing like the coolest stuff. Joker's looking awesome, spinning around. On the other screen, you have me losing. Yep. My wife just came down with a sign that says Nana-chan is best girl. So
Does she know all these games are coming to Game Pass?
Oh.
So anyway, as he tells his wife,
yeah,
if the Persona 4 Golden is the remaster on Xbox, which I think it is, I have it on Steam. It was on sale for like $10 and I bought it. It's going to be great.
So excited.
I've been playing it on the Steam Deck, which has been amazing.
Those are going to be sick. And it's so weird because I'm like, oh, do I have time to like do a giant JRPG like that again? And then like I see the date and I'm like,
yeah, but like I said,
how do I not?
First of all, this is Game Pass. So you can play these games on your phone and your save transfers.
I'm not. Okay. I will try that. I'm not. I don't understand. Like,
guys, you see how he's like, I'm not. And then he looks at his phone and goes, no, I am. I could.
He says I am.
So, well, you know, maybe we will.
Your save transfers.
I played on.
Think about this. Think how great. Like, as much as I like my PlayStation, so do you, but think how seamless this is. You know how convoluted and crazy would be if it was on PlayStation, if you were playing on your phone and you try to get your save and showing up. You can literally play on your phone, game saves, you turn on your console, and you're right there.
I did that with High End Life. I was doing a squad battle 2 minutes, and then I was playing High End Life on my computer, which I know is weird, but I think it's very cool.
Oh, yeah, yeah, because that's Xbox, because they just like you turn. Do you like the fact that when you turn off your Xbox and you turn it on, you're literally at the same spot you were without a loading screen?
I haven't tried that part yet, but I don't know if my machine can do it. Can it?
What do you mean you don't? You haven't tried that part?
I haven't tried it yet. I don't remember because I have the one I have do it.
Hey, no, yes. Wow, but quick resume automatically does it. So like anytime you played High on Life and you went back, did you notice that you just were in the game?
No, it brought me to the main screen. I probably did something.
That doesn't make any sense. Did he turn Quick Resume off on his console, Pez?
Maybe. I'll check.
You shouldn't. So, like, you shouldn't have to go to the main screen. You might have to go to a screen, but, like, you're not loading up the game again. It's just, like...
I mean, my sample size is one. Like, I've literally not played anything else, so... True. But so, I don't know. That's going
to
be sick.
Needless to say, Waba is very excited about the games coming to Xbox Game Pass. Now... let's talk about the games that are coming to PlayStation Plus. We have Back 4 Blood, PS4, and PS5. I didn't really like this game. I had some fun with it, but Dragon Ball FighterZ.
Very good fighter. PS4. Yeah, they do good fighters over there with that franchise. Arc System is a very good developer for fighting games.
Here's a game I never played, and everybody says it's a lot of fun, and I really wanted to play it. And I was literally looking to buy it on sale, and it wasn't. Devil May Cry 5 Special Edition, PS5. Life is Strange Before the Storm, PS4. Supposedly that is very good.
Love it. Great.
Life is Strange, PS4.
Amazing. Made my wife cry.
Jet the Far Shore, PS4 and PS5. Just Cause 4 Reloaded, PS4. Not a good game. Omno, PS4. It looks like an indie game. It looks like a PES game. Erica, PS4, which used to be a PlayStation Plus game, so most PlayStation people already have that game. And then stuff that's coming to PlayStation premiums, you have Siphon Filter 3 PS1, Star Wars Demolition PS1, and Hot Shots Golf 2 PS1. Once again, I'll say this, PlayStation premium,
premium blows.
It can rock.
It's not good. Like, why would Siphon Filter, cool, like neato, like
but if you have if you just have PlayStation Plus, you can get Jedi Fallen Order right now.
Ooh. Fine. Yeah. Listen to me with your eyes.
They're on Game Pass because of EA Play.
Yeah. But it's great. Do not get PlayStation Premium. It is not good. It doesn't matter how much nostalgia you think you have. You don't have enough to make it worth it. Hotshots Golf on PS1. Why? Star Wars Demolition. Like, it makes no sense. Like, nobody cares about these games. And they don't play well because aren't they not, like, remastered? They're just
a
PS1 game?
People care about games.
Not enough to make it whatever bungus amount it is per year.
Wow.
Bungus. Not saying it's not a good game, but the value is not there.
And Axiom Verge 2.
Isn't Sayonara Hearts coming out? I saw that. Did they take that down and lie to me?
God, you talk about things no one cares about.
I'm telling you, that game is good, and it's not there right now. They tweeted it out. Oh, they deleted it! Did they really take that game off of it? Oh my gosh, I'm so mad. They had Sayonara Wild Hearts on, and they, I think they legit took it down off of a PlayStation.
I don't know what that
was supposed to come out. It's a game. It's like a, how do I put it? You know those games? It's like a free running game for parts of it, and it's just got like this wild, like futury, like future what punk. It's an arcade game. What does
free running game mean?
God, I think it's like, you know, you go basically go forward, and you, it's like a rail, like on rail. But the soundtrack is insane. If you look at it, I mean, it doesn't matter now because guess what? Apparently, it's not part of it. They just soft removed it. So now I'm not excited about next month. Thanks.
Instead, thanks we got nothing, Sony.
I'm excited for Erica. That one looks good, but it's again, that's a it's a live action. Basically, it's like a choose your own adventure, which that looks good. But everything else, kind of. I mean, Life is Strange is good. Devil May Cry is high. You know, Dragon Ball is good. But I, you know, they took away probably the best game on there, in my opinion.
Womp. Thanks for nothing.
Yeah. Jesus,
there took away like Sovereign Hearts.
Too much talking about a thing that I didn't even know what it was.
It's very good, but I mean, again, you know, the lineup's fine.
It's fine.
Nothing I'm super excited for anymore. I will play Erica. I already played Life is Strange.
Did you play Devil May Cry?
No, I don't. I know anything about that series. It looks great, devils. But it's not for me. Like, hey, just taking this very literal.
Yeah. Don't cry for me, Argentina.
Yeah. Didn't
it's about Madonna.
Am I crazy? But did Ninja Theory do that game?
You are crazy.
Who actually made? I know it's a Capcom joint.
It's a Capcom published game, but I don't. I think Ninja Theory may have made one.
It made Devil May Cry 4. That's what the one that everybody didn't like.
Okay, so I'm not totally crazy.
You're definitely crazy.
Fair enough. Okay, yeah. Okay, so it's just a Capcom joint. Nice. But yeah, never really cared about Devil May Cry unless it's Marvel vs. Capcom.
Man, second one. What a banger. Marvel vs. Capcom 2, what a banger.
What a banger.
Oh. So yeah, literally before we started, I was going to say I'm very excited for this month's lineup. And I have now amended that to say, meh.
Say kick meh. Rocks.
Go play Persona. Shuhei. Go play Tom Hart next month on Xbox.
Don't play Persona 3 Portable.
Well, right now, for me, it's kind of funny. For me, right now, I'm going to play Borderlands that I'm playing. I probably will play Devil May Cry. I think I still also haven't done the God of War. I mean, the Call of Duty Modern Warfare Remasters 1 and 2. They were on PlayStation Plus from before. I still haven't done those. That's what my list is looking like. And then Forspoken, I guess, comes out soon. And then I'm debating whether or not to buy Dead Space. It's tough. It's in my brain. I'm just like, that's an EA game. It's so going to be on sale.
Can you get it percent off if you have EA Play anyway?
10% in Canada. That's not a lot of money. That's still $100 that game. Oof. Games are over $100 now in Canada.
Oh my God.
I would literally not have gaming as a hobby if I was in Canada.
It's a lot of money to buy a game. Like, you know, when like NHL was on sale and everybody, I saw everybody on Twitter, like, it's $20. I was like, it's still $49.99. Okay. Still $49.99.
Bork, you guys. That's too bad.
I will say I've been playing, I was talking to Court pre-show. I've been playing Bioshock Infinite on the Steam Deck.
Masterful game.
This is going to sound weird, but I forgot games could actually be fun.
Good.
Because I am having such a great time playing Infinite, listening to the banter between Booker and Elizabeth, listening to all the like audio logs, just having a blast. And, you know, you play Gotham Knights and I'm like, yeah, it's fine. I play God of War and I'm like, oh, I'm actually having a really good time, but I'm not like engrossed. I'm not like engrossed in it. Right. But Bioshock, I watched a Twitch streamer play it. And I was like, oh my God, I haven't played that game in so long. And it was her first time playing through it. And she was doing the carnival part. And I was like, oh my gosh, she's going to like freak out. It's all so racist.
Did you get the achievement for the scope on the boss?
I haven't finished it yet.
Okay.
Have you not played it before?
I played it.
Okay.
I just don't remember.
Are you playing it on PlayStation or Xbox?
I'm playing it on PC because I'm playing it on my Steam Deck.
So you know the big boss that's in the room, you fight him and it's kind of a circular area. It's not a circle, but like you can only go around that. And he's giant with the small head.
Yep.
You have to only shoot him with a sniper rifle.
Okay. Done. Done and done. But like,
but there is a cheese where you can like go up in a corner and just sit there and he can't get you and you just keep pinging him.
You just keep sniping him. But that also makes me excited for Ken Levine's new game.
BioShock in space. That's one of my most anticipated games that I'll ever come out. Because
I don't know when it's
neither do I. No clue.
Like I don't know when it's gonna come out, but if it's anything like BioShock, all the BioShocks, 1, 2, and Infinite were very fun games. Man, just sitting there playing that game on my couch. Loved it. Ugh. I've been loving it.
BioShock is like the original make Wabba poo his pants game.
It was honestly, it's what told like. It's what showed me that and Fallout 3 showed me what games could actually be. And I only say that like
last that game,
BioShock, like I was horrified.
Even the scene in the theater when the lights go out and all of a sudden all you guys,
dude, I was scared when I saw it went in the bathysphere. Like it was horrifying. But like, I'll tell you, like I have BioShock perfect
game that needs a an actual remake from the ground up.
They have the remaster, but it's not like,
nope,
it's not like what you're talking about. Yeah.
Ground up.
I have BioShock art in my house, like upstairs in like our living room. My wife got me three posters from the BioShock 2 Collector's Edition and put them in really nice frames. And it looks like actual art. And the cool thing is she told me about it. When you put it under, if you do it under a black light, it has messages. Like one of them says like down with Ryan. It's so cool. Like that's they amazing. Have like they have paint on it. And I was so fortunate to find at the Newbury Comics in the Providence Place Mall back in the day, we were there and there was a BioShock 2 Collector's Edition for $20. And my wife saw it and she said, you should get that. And I did, and I have that's basically a complete one.
Can we talk about how bad that game is?
It's not. It's not.
Disagree.
No.
But the
collector's edition was amazing.
It has some of the best DLC ever in the history of a video game. True. But it's a bad game. I'm sorry.
No, I played the multiplayer to the max level. I got the gold trophy for it. The multiplayer was so much fun. You were just a splicer, and then if you got enough points, you get to be a big daddy and just tool on everyone.
Yep, it was fun. It was fun.
And the gameplay was objectively better, being able to dual wield. Not as bad as people think. People don't like the story as much. Fair criticism. But the game overall, I mean, it plays better than one.
Oh, gentlemen. Let's my BioShock fans. Hold on, my BioShock fans. Nick Johnson never played BioShock. And if you had to recommend one to play, which would it be?
Go. BioShock. Right.
Play the first one.
Honestly, Nick, you need to play the ball from the beginning.
You can't
don't be insulted by the ending of BioShock 1.
See, I would say if you could only pick one, I think I've and it's recency bias. I've loved Infinite, but you need to know BioShock 1. You need to know the story of BioShock to finish Infinite. Time is a circle, friends.
Would you kindly play BioShock 1, Nick? Thanks.
Thank you.
That is your homework.
Yeah.
Get back to us when you did that, okay?
You know let what? Us know when you do.
BioShock 1 got me to read Atlas Shrugged, and I was like, why? And I finished Atlas Shrugged, that stupid book, and I said, why is this good game based on such a piece of trash? And
my father-in-law bought me the audiobook because he's a big reader, so I was listening to it. I'm like, this isn't kind of what I expected. It's like, where are the plasmids? It's like I mean, let's say like objectively good book, but like it's not the same.
No,
yeah.
But yes, play BioShock 1. You can probably get it pretty. You can get it cheap. If you only have a Switch, it runs very well on the Switch. I heard the remaster collection, but I played on PC. It runs beautifully. You can get the remaster collection anywhere. It's going to run nice.
Yeah. I'm very excited.
Just be aware the controls aren't the controls feel a little old. So what I mean by that is an Infinite to, and I'm sure you can remap controls. I just am used to them now.
I didn't think the controls in BioShock 1 felt old.
Oh man.
If you go back.
The gun controls can feel old cuz like you aim with scope in with the right stick.
Yeah, that game's $5 right now. Actually, I think I might have a Steam code for it. So, from way back when I did other, like I had a bunch of prizes. So, I might put a pin in that, Nick.
Great games, all three of them. But start with the first one, and if you like it, go on. but go get the audio logs because you'll learn a lot about the story. Like, they're wonderfully written characters.
Wouldn't that be the best TV show ever?
It would be.
Weren't they going to make a movie on it? Or aren't they doing a Bioshock something?
I want a TV show.
The world is very well written and feels alive despite what happened. And it's the first one is legitimately scary, and there are memorable parts of the game.
I can already see the trailer. It would be like playing Beyond the Sea while you have like you just have a little sister like walking up one of the hallways there, and you don't know what's going on. It's just like Beyond the Sea. And mm-hmm. like you think it's like this happy go lucky thing, and then the little sister turns around and you're just like, what the fuck?
And like you could have like just the foot of the Big Daddy come down.
Yeah.
And that ends the trailer.
That's the trailer.
Yup. I think Netflix is doing something. There's an article from November last year. So Netflix might be doing it says adaptation. I don't know if it's a film or a show. But
is it Beyond the Sea?
I don't
Beyond the Sea.
It's
you waiting for me.
It's called Man in the Sea.
I'm gonna play Bioshock after Bioshock Infinite. I'm gonna finish Infinite and play all the DLC because I never played the DLC to Infinite.
I haven't either. I played the first one, but I couldn't play the second one because this is stupid. Because I didn't want to have the series to end. I did not know they were gonna make more games. And I didn't want to be over. So to this day, I own Burial at Sea, part 1 and 2. And I haven't played 2 because I didn't want to.
You never played. Did you play Minerva's Den?
That no, but it's.
What do you mean?
No. Oh, my God. That was the best DLC.
I know it's the best ever. One, but I skipped it because
Bioshock 2. It's not even a little bit good. It's like if you're a Bioshock fan, I don't even know how you haven't played that. Like, who are you? Can't even say you're a Bioshock fan anymore. Take your art down.
Dude, it's because it was PS2 and I was broke anyway.
It was PS3, dude.
Oh, was it? That's what I meant. I meant PS3. It was for Bioshock 2.
You got to drive over to his house because you know where he lives, and you've got to slap him upside the face.
No, I don't, but I'll find him. Don't worry about that.
Like, that's embarrassing, Wabba. Like, I don't even know if we could be friends anymore.
We were friends. I can't believe it. I'm so happy.
Court's now the friend that you play Diablo with and you don't talk to anymore.
Yeah, dude, get ready. I'm gonna be like, oh yeah, just go into the den of evil. It'll be fine. And then just put a wall in off. Get murked, son. Minus XP. Lost 100,000 gold. Sorry, connection cut out.
Unbelievable.
I'm just so insulted by you right now. I can't believe it.
It's nothing new. Nothing new.
So embarrassing.
And so I do have a final thought as we get to the end. If you enjoy speedrunning games, and they actually did speedrun Bioshock, I think it took them an hour and a half using like clipping and stuff like that. It was really cool. But Games Done Quick right now on Twitch is doing a week-long marathon where they have different games that can be speedrun. Like this morning they did Resident Evil 7. They do it like overnight too, so if you stay up late, like they'll have something on at like 3 a.m. They did just Sonic. Earlier they did Final Fantasy 7 in 7 hours, which I know doesn't seem like a lot. They beat Stardew Valley in half an hour or to get to a certain point, which was really cool to see. They
really actually, like speedrunning.
Yeah, they did the Shredder's the new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle. They had two people compete, like two teams of two, and one of the teams from South America actually set a world record on stream. They beat it in like half an hour or like 28 minutes. It was unreal.
Dang.
And they did Super Mario Galaxy too earlier. Each person was playing with two different controllers because you had to play like two player. It's really cool. But it's going on now. And the reason I bring it up is it's for a good cause. So the whole time they raise money for it benefits the Prevent Cancer Foundation. And it's like really cool. They actually showed like one of the things they bought with it. It's like a giant truck that in the back of it is like a scan that people go in so they can like scan to see if you have like lung cancer or something for like early prevention. And it's like you just sit in it, and after 3 minutes it just scans your whole body and they tell you if you need to like get checked out, and they just drive it around the country. I mean, the money goes to a good spot, and if you donate you get cool prizes, or you can win cool prizes. And also they do donate goals. So it's like, okay, well, if we hit this amount at this time, we'll do a portal run, except we're not going to use a portal gun. And instead we're going to use an airboat We're going to spawn airboats that we found in the code from Half-Life in the code of Portal, clipping through walls and beat it in half an hour. It's unreal. So check it out. It's fun.
I don't understand speedrunning. I just don't get it.
If they break the game, dude. My favorite, watch an Ocarina one. Right now they're doing Pokemon Yellow, and they should beat it in 2 hours. Jesus, which that game took me years.
Pokemon speedrun.
Check it. It's fun. Check it out. And at any point, it's very accessible. And even if you don't know what's going on, they explain it, whether it's the runner or like a commentator. But yeah, it's cool. So it's a really cool charity event. So it's doesn't like
someone with really it. Fun. Like you're really going in depth.
No, I think it's a really cool event. I follow it every year. And I just think the work they do is really, I mean, they raise so much money. Yeah, they're doing Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time 3D next. So you guys won't hear it by then. That's more for you, both of you and anyone in chat. So, yeah, it's just, I don't know. It's a cool event. I watch it every year, and I think it's...
Is it like the Super Bowl of video games?
No, that's Evo, dude. Hype. They used to do it in person, but it's... Evo's a fighting game.
I really don't know anything, do I?
Just wait. When Evo comes around, you guys will be sick of me talking about it on that episode.
PlayStation owns Evo, right?
It does. I still don't have a shot. Hopefully Street Fighter will be up by then and I can get enough rank to beat the scrubs but lose to anybody with two hands.
Just play as Cammy, you'll be fine.
I'm so confused.
If you know, you know. That's basically you know. What that means.
I don't know anything, obviously.
What's up, Cage Baby?
Cammy fans, rise up.
Oh, before we exit, gentlemen, excited for The Last of Us on Sunday?
Buddy.
Is it this Sunday?
Yes, it's this Sunday. And that goes without saying. I told my wife, she's very big into like going to bed early. And I was like, okay, so on Sunday, we're going to stay up. Show starts at 9. Didn't tell her it was an hour and a half. I told her it was an hour, but she's just going to have to get over that.
Good answer, Steve. Very strategic pro gamer move. Love it.
What I explained to her, I was like, we're going to watch this live. Usually we watch everything the next day. I'm like, we're going to watch this live. And I just want to get her reaction. I really want, because I know what's going to happen. We already know what happens in the first episode. For those who have played it, I'm not going to say it out loud. We know the situation.
People going to cry.
People going to cry. So I want to see if my wife has any sort of like feelings. If not, then I'm going to be scared because I don't know how you can watch what we're about to watch on Sunday and not get a little choked up.
Yeah, it's going to be... How many episodes is it?
6, I believe.
God, I wish it was more, but no, it's going to be... It's going to be insane. Like, I'm going to get HBO whatever but for it. I don't know. It's going to be the best.
Waba's buying HBO just for this. Wow.
Can you believe that?
I would thought he would just pirate it.
Wow. I'm financially, I cannot, not that I would, but let me say if I did, I cannot wait.
Hold on. He definitely would, people.
Think about it. I wouldn't do that.
We cannot confirm nor deny that Waba is excited for Skull and Bones of Skull and Bones of HBO, you know?
Oh, God.
I will be watching it on Sunday. My wife is very excited to watch it. She likes the cast a lot.
Yeah,
she's not a gamer. She loves the cast because we were a big Game of Thrones watchers. So you got Lady Mormont, you got the Viper there, Pedro Pascal. She saw Nick Offerman
in The Mandalorian, buddy.
Well, we're not a Star Wars house. Never will be.
Honestly, why am I on this show?
I don't know. Yeah, well, I'm pretty sure you're the one that started it.
Isn't it for your court-ordered community service?
Did I start Three Dads?
I'm pretty sure. You're like, hey, I know this guy, Waba. We should do a podcast together. And we're like, okay.
Well, yeah, because originally it was going to be Ian Paz. I forgot about Waba. Yeah, see, I do like you.
Self-inflicted suffering. Get wrecked.
But, and then she saw Nick Offerman and was like, I'm in. 1,000%. Because we're big Parks and Recs people. So yeah,
he is not that in this.
No, he's not. I'm like, honey, he's Bill. She's like, yeah, I don't know what that means. I said, you will.
I love the most basic names. Bill.
He's Bill.
Joel.
Ellie. Ellie's not basic.
I'm pretty excited for it.
If her name was Claire, it'd be basic. It was like Claire.
Claire.
Yeah, I think next week we'll be able to talk. I'm very excited to be able to talk about it with you guys on.
For sure.
We'll have to do a, hey, this is a spoiler part, come back at this point to...
Yeah, I don't know how you can talk about
this. We can't talk about that spoilers. But that's next week, so we'll give you folks fair warning. Don't worry.
So any watch it on Sunday or Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday morning.
Patriots lost. Nothing to do on Sunday anymore. Go watch Last of Us.
Dude, I don't watch football. I'm Canadian.
I don't either. Why would I care about that crappy team?
You deserve better. I got nothing to say. My team's playing at 1 o'clock on Sunday.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Okay. Hey, how do you do, Pez, you know, I'm frustrated in playing a video game when you've killed a character and somehow you're doing a side mission with them in it.
It's called bad writing.
Yeah.
That's what we call it.
Fair.
We call it Borderlands 3, Court.
I get it now.
When you know, you know. folks, if you had fun, please make sure to find us on YouTube at youtube.com/3dadsandaconsole. I promise I will get my unboxing video up soon. I literally just need to add music to it and render it.
Dude, you know what's funny? Me and Pez get things done so quickly, and you are just... Wow.
Hey, listen, that Need for Speed video, I made that in, an hour and a half? That was my last video. I played the game.
I should have said... When you have to put together the team of the year,
you have to
make sacrifices.
I've been grinding ultimate rank. I didn't get anything great, but I made 5 team of the year players for free.
By the time Wobble was done, his daughter graduated college. They went through 4 other dogs. His family actually moved into a different house, and he's just still down there.
Well, he did want getting that ultimate house, right?
I do, not yet.
Well. Remember when he moved everything out, Pez, and got rid of his backdrop because he was moving?
I still did.
No, I
know. Now I'm getting rid of my storage unit. So if anyone wants to sell everything in the storage unit and get rid of it.
I if you guys want to hear something crazy, I'm going to sell my comic collection because I've decided to go digital everything.
That's craziness. Fair.
We may need to save this take for next time, for Wednesday show.
Because I'm all about the eBay life. But folks, if you had fun, please make sure to follow us. youtube.com/3dadsandaconsole.
Yay, life.
It's been nuts this year. Make sure to like the video, subscribe, drop a comment. Tell us why Court looks like a character in the new Harry Potter trailer.
Yeah, do you guys not agree with me on that? Like, please.
You do.
I'm telling you, like, I saw that. I'm just like, dude, don't want to make some money.
Like, I need to sue Rockstar for my likeness in that new GTA 5 DLC. You need to sue Avalanche Studio for your likeness in.
Well, you know what? How about this? Avalanche Studio, I don't want to sue you. You know what? I'll be fair.
They can't afford it anyway. You know,
Send me a copy of the game.
Fair.
PS5 copy. Send it for me.
3 copies of the game. Sorry.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Sorry. Sorry.
Wow.
3 copies of the game on PS5.
And a Costco hot dog.
Wrapped in Costco pizza.
Also, you find us on your podcast platform of choice. We're off the rails. We're lost in the sauce. Get used to it. We'll talk to you next week. We'll talk about The Last of Us, and we'll talk about, I don't know, other Costco food.
Ew, Costco pizza. Costco food's gross, dude.
You know what? I'm not going to say it. I was going to say.